New Mexicans are very proud of their chili peppers, and they should be. It's the official state vegetable, and they're often the essential ingredient in everything from sauces to stews. Well, now officials at the New Mexico Department of Agriculture are hoping to spread the gospel of the chili pepper to other parts of the country. Carrie Young of Here and Now contributor KJZZ reports.
This is the sound of green chilies crackling as they rotate inside a large metal basket that's being heated by a powerful propane-fueled flame. It's harvest season in New Mexico right now, which means for the next few weeks, industrial-scale roasters like this will be commonplace along street corners and grocery store parking lots across the state.
And red or green, or you can get one of each.
I'm going to do, yeah, one of each, please, and no cheese on either one.
Katie Goetz is with the New Mexico Department of Agriculture. She says through a program called Get Your Fix, officials are trying to convince people in other regions of the country why they too should choose the New Mexico chili pepper over a pepper grown somewhere else.
What chili is, first off, point to how we use it in New Mexico, but also talk about how they can incorporate it into some of their local fare.
The goal is to increase demand and brand awareness for the green chili in particular, much like Florida has done for its orange crop. But it's not an easy task. In 2014, New Mexican farmers planted just under 8,000 acres of chilies, which was a 43-year low. Drought has played some role in the decline, but Dino Cervantes, the president of the New Mexico Chili Association, says the real issue is the availability of labor.
We need more product, we can grow more product, but we can't find the people to harvest it.
Census data show the number of farm workers in New Mexico dropped by about 5% since 2002. And nationwide, the number of hired farm workers shrank from about 3.4 million to just about 1 million over the last century. Cervantes says part of that has to do with the fact that young people aren't seeking jobs in agriculture at the rates they used to. He adds immigration policies haven't helped either.
And as the industry has grown more and more and peppers have become more popular, you know, it's become a bigger and bigger issue.
Cervantes says New Mexico is losing market share to other countries like Mexico and India. Today, about 80% of chilies on U.S. store shelves are imported. But Cervantes adds he's still optimistic about the New Mexico chili's future, as new harvesting and destemming machines are beginning to show some promising results. Like the Edgar Moses 1010 one-row chili picker, for example. In just a few seconds, a pepper makes the trip from the plant to a collection bucket through two spiral tubes.
So I'm very pleased with the way this worked.
Stephanie Walker, a vegetable specialist at New Mexico State University, explains that while the red chili has been mechanically harvested for about a decade, doing so with the green chili has been a bit trickier. Its flesh is more delicate. To avoid the potential for damage, farmers have had to hand harvest them at a very specific time.
The growers put a lot of money in up front to get to that point where they have a crop ready to be harvested. And if you can't harvest it within that peak window, it's going to quickly turn red and then you're going to quickly lose it.
She says these vulnerabilities are partly responsible for the loss of acreage. Many farmers have been opting to grow a less labor-intensive crop like cotton or alfalfa. But Walker explains, with innovations like these, acreage could begin to rebound.
It helps level the playing field with countries that may have very, very large, low-paid labor forces.
And with that more level playing field, the state's Department of Agriculture hopes this New Mexican staple can finally command a larger place on grocery store shelves across the country. For Here and Now, I'm Carrie Young in Los Lunas, New Mexico.